Heading overseas now, in London, an explosive report in the Sunday Times is claiming that 9 Russian business people have donated money to the Conservative Party. A secret intelligence report on Russia's attempts to subvert British democracy has been suppressed by Downing Street until after next month's election. But the Times has revealed that 9 Russian business people are named in that report, with some donors allegedly close to the Prime Minister himself, Boris Johnson. Peter Jukes is a leading British writer, journalist and blogger who's been closely following this story. He joins us from the United Kingdom. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning or good evening here.
Are you able to detail or even confirm the information that's published in the Times, which is allegedly contained in this Intelligence and Security Committee report that the government is not releasing until after the election?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of this has slowly leaked into the public domain. We don't know quite who the 6 or 7 oligarchs, but there's 4 or 5 on the public record who have supported the Conservative Party. And moreover, you know, there was a concerted attempt by Russian intelligence to subvert the Conservative Party. He was expelled, Sergei Nalobin. He set up this institute called the Conservative Friends of Russia, which was soon disbanded, set up about 2012-13, had parties in the Russian embassy under Yakovenko, Alexander Yakovenko, the current ambassador, actually departing ambassador, who's named in the Mueller report as a sort of intelligence asset. And so they had a very effective intelligence operation on the Conservative Party. And I think that's where the concerns come. You know, nobody's saying necessarily that, you know, any of the Conservatives are, you know, agents for the Russians at all, but you can become an unwilling asset.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that because, I mean, Britain and particularly London is awash with Russian money, with Russian exiles and even people that are not necessarily exiled but choose to be there. Is it any great surprise that they have formed connections with the British elite, the establishment, including the likes of Boris Johnson?
Well, there's two things. I'd say what is worrying about, well, not just the Conservative Party, about political funding in general, is the Conservatives, and I've studied it, Byline Times, my newspaper, has dried up from bigger business, wider business, small business people, and seems to come mainly from rich individuals, of which, if they're hedge fund owners or oligarchs, particularly Russian or Ukrainian, they're very big donors. But I think what we're missing is what strategically has happened to those Russian oligarchs in London, living, you know, in nice houses, send their kids to British public schools, private schools, and seemingly being naturalized, becoming British and accepting our way of life, is that Putin put the pressure on. Really, everything changed around 2013, 2014, with the invasion of Eastern Ukraine and the rebellion, you know, the Maidan. So that's when this intelligence operation starts against the Conservatives, and another one against UKIP, Nigel Farage's party. But they are no longer, these oligarchs cannot rest at peace in London. They have to, what Putin did was basically become the boss of all bosses and began to pull in those favors. So I think those oligarchs who were independent are now running scared. You know, Putin has, you know, done, we know, a nerve agent attack on British soil. Also, you know, 10, 15 years ago, killed a Russian dissident with polonium. So that's the worry, that these people, you know, the people are finding the pressure on them, and these benign donations no longer become benign.
I suppose in terms of the political dimension to all of this right now, the most important perhaps is the fact that there are individuals contained in this report, it would seem, who have close personal relationships with Boris Johnson. Is that a problem for him for this election campaign?
Well, I think it's a big problem that they're not releasing it, which would suggest, why would you not release it if this report was not damning or damaging in some way? And that's what they call the Streisand effect on the internet. You know, try to hide something, it is just close to the light. I mean, there are very wealthy individuals who Boris Johnson has lost his security detail with and parted with. Well, Foreign Secretary, he has received large donations. And the question, and one oligarch was discussing ousting Theresa May. The problem is, in the normal context, risk individuals be fine. But we know from the Mueller report that Russia interfered in U.S. elections in 2016 and a previous report by our Department of Culture, Media and Sport. A select committee around that said that Russia interfered in Brexit.
And so does this report show that?
Yeah, not this. This is the Intelligence Services Committee, which has not been released. But previously this year, the DCMS, their great work on fake news. This was the committee which called Cambridge Analytica and Zuckerberg to account. They gave quite a lot of detail how Russia, through its online operations, had interfered with British domestic policy around Brexit, a lot of influence on Brexit, and of course, interviewed at length Nigel Farage's backer, Aaron Banks, who had emerged, had seen the embassy a lot of times during Brexit, the Russian embassy, and discussed, though apparently didn't go through with, big gold and diamond mine deals. So yes, it's either there's a personal compromise damaging material for Boris Johnson, and he ran the official Leave campaign, he was the figurehead for Vote Leave, there was more dodgy dealings around the Brexit referendum. One of those two is holding it back.
Peter Jukes, thank you.
Thank you.